Okay, I'm sorry I didn't record a podcast yesterday. I forgot when I first got up because I was overwhelmed by a situation. We had a bunch of flies in the apartment for some reason. Our apartment, we have all these flies, and they seemed to come out of nowhere. We killed a lot of them. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to get some of these fly strips, and because Jacqueline, like, first she emails the management company and says, "Look, we got all these flies. We killed like 50 of them." And then they're like, "Yeah, welcome to Scotland, baby. That's what it's like here. The weather changes, and there's flies, and we can get pest control out there, but they're overwhelmed with fly calls, and even if they do come, they can't do anything. Just get used to it. They ain't gonna hurt you." They don't bite. So I was like, I guess I'll go get some fly strips. And I go out on a walk to get some fly strips. And I look in the convenience store and they don't have them. And then I look in another one and they don't have them. These are like the shiny, nice convenience store, the Tesco and the Sainsbury. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I got to go to like a shady bodega because they're willing to deal with the harsh realities of life. And then I go into a couple of those, and they got like the glue rat traps that they don't have at the Tesco, but they don't have fly strips. So I keep walking along, and I see this store in the window. I see bongs and weed pipes, and I was like, I need a weed pipe, because a friend of mine gave me some weed. Nice. Right? Because I don't even know where you find it right here, but he gave me some. I was like, I need a pipe. So I go in there, and the glass case in the front there, it's scales for weighing drugs, different pipes, bongs, I think crack pipe. I think that's what these certain glass pipes are for, crack maybe. I don't know if I spent a lot of time around crack. I've known crackheads, but not while, you know, I'm not like going to go hang out with them while they smoke crack. So, and that was in recovery. This is when I was in Narcotics Anonymous. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, where's the cheapest weed pipe? And I look behind me and I see like rat poison, ant killer, and I see fly strips. I'm like, this is the perfect store. They have drug paraphernalia and pest control. They also have some other shit, but like right up front, they had the two things I needed. So that was that was nice. And then I forgot to record a podcast. My apologies. Been out flyering. I have flyers. Jacqueline's been killing it. Jacqueline's show, first of all, is way more together than mine. She's worked on it harder, and she's it's really great. And she's getting like reviews. She's got a whole PR team behind her and everything, because she's great. Anyway, so she's got 4-star reviews. It's a big deal. She's doing very well. At my show, I get a few people in, you know, and I'm working on it, and it's fine. They throw me some pounds at the end. I get a few British pounds. And it's a work in progress. That's what I should actually be doing right now. As soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to work on my show. I'm going to go for a run. Then I'm going to go hand out flyers, say, come to my show, please. I haven't gotten the pitch down, because I don't like selling myself. So I started out being like, I'm doing a show, don't bother, it's no big deal. And because that's all I can get out, because I feel embarrassed, but I'm hoping that my humility will attract the right type of crowd. But I didn't really get anybody in with that pitch, so I have to like go for it a little bit harder. Jacqueline's very good. Jacqueline was just, we were walking down the street yesterday, and she would just go up to people saying, with my flyer, saying, American Stand-Up Comedian every night. Very funny. Mike Birbiglia, you know, because there's a Mike Birbiglia quote on the back. And they know what Jimmy Kimmel Live is here, so I can brag about that. I didn't know that they knew it, because it's not on TV here. But they know it exists, I guess. They see YouTube clips or whatever. So that's cool. I guess look at the news. Scotland's still great. I'm eating like a pig. Last night, I went to a chip shop, like a late night, just greasy chip shop. Got fish and chips and watched the season finale of Succession at like 2 in the morning, just gobbling down grease and watch it. Succession's good. It's a really good show. That's all I'm going to say about it. I hear MoviePass is crumbling. Three movies. See, this is what happened with MoviePass. I was going to a movie every day. I was loving the shit out of it. Now the deal is you can only see three movies a month. So you go from like 30 movies a month to three, which is a lot less for $10. But if they had first sold me on... If somebody said, listen, you can see three movies a month for $10. I'd be like, holy shit. That's an insane deal. Because it's $16 a movie. You're saying I'm going to save like $40 or whatever the fuck, basically. But now that it's going from one to... It just seems like such a letdown. The DDoS attacks reported by the FCC last year didn't actually happen. So I forget what DDoS, the FCC is run by a piece of shit, and that needs to be pointed out. Ajit Pai is a fucking scumbag, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. Don't want to get too angry. Papa John's sales drop amid founder controversy. Good. That means there's some fine people out there that can get their pizza from non-racist places. I know Papa John is gone, but I still... There's a Papa John's here. And I don't know if they know about the Papa John's controversy or if they feel connected to it. But I saw that Papa John's and I said, no thanks. I'll get my pizza from Domino's. They also have Domino's. They also have good pizza here. There's like a couple of like... I'm eating pizza here. I'm eating fish and chips. I'm eating croissants. It's a whole shit show. Police grandmother shoots man for exposing himself to granddaughter. Well, I can't say... That does sound excessive. First, the guy exposed himself. That's bad. I'm not shooting him. It didn't say killed, so I'm going to assume he wasn't killed. I don't think he should shoot people. I don't know how old... I'm not going to read the story. I'm going to reserve... I'm saying... I'm not for locking the grandmother up or anything. But maybe take her gun. Say, okay, you get one. This one's a mulligan. But you're going to have to give up the piece, Grandma. And not shoot people. I mean, this we understand, but... Although it looks like this is from Texas, so it's probably legal. She probably did nothing wrong. EU may force iPhone to switch from Lightning to USB. That sounds fantastic. Not have to have a fucking... You have to buy your cables from Apple for a ridiculous amount of money? All right. Let's just do a couple more of these. I'm sorry, this episode's bad. I missed yesterday, and then today is boring and not good. I'm caught up in the whole Edinburgh thing. I thought it was going to make for better podcasts. Turns out it doesn't. But maybe it will. Later. I have no idea. I don't know why it's taking so long for this podcast to get great. You know, we're at like 473 episodes. Let's see. We'll do fine. One more story and then we'll... Done... Marine kicked out of Marine Corps for role in Charlottesville white supremacist march. Well, that is that's good as well. That's good. I think you shouldn't be a white supremacist and be in somebody who gets paid to carry a gun. You shouldn't, yeah, if you're a white supremacist, military and police work, that shouldn't be okay if you're in that line of work. If you're a white supremacist and you're like a, you're an accounts payable, I feel like you can't fire some, maybe you can fire somebody. Keep it to yourself if you're a white supremacist. First of all, if you're a white supremacist, don't listen to this show. I don't care for you. But I can't say that it's illegal to be a racist. Like, it's legal, right? Like, you can be an asshole who is a racist and thinks, like, ooh, I'm white, I'm the best or something. And that person, you don't want the, you don't want just all the racists to be homeless people, man. All the homeless people should be, you know, the well, people with mental illness that we've disregarded from in society, and then racists. You know, that's we don't need that. So they need to. Maybe we have certain jobs that we say racists are, you know, listen, you can't carry a gun. You can't, just like if you're a some type of a drug addict, right? That's, well, that's sort of illegal. Say you're an alcoholic. That's not illegal to be an alcoholic, to just to drink in excess constantly. For some reason to be addicted to another drug is, but let's like put that aside. If you're an alcoholic, you can't be like a pilot. Right, I don't think you should be allowed to be a police officer. Your judgment is impaired, and you're not allowed to drive when you're drunk. You shouldn't be allowed to do other. If you're racist, your judgment's impaired, so you shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. You should be allowed to drive. I think a truck, like a long haul trucker, is probably a perfect job for a racist because you're alone. You have a lot of time to listen to your talk radio shows. That, you know, kind of bolster your beliefs, and you don't have to deal with other people. I think that is very key to maintaining your idiotic philosophies and theories on people. So I would say that's the best one. And then I don't know from there, maybe like some type of office work, but data entry type of thing where, again, not too many people to deal with. You kind of stick to yourself. All right. That's the show. I will do one tomorrow. I'm sorry again. I feel like I betrayed your trust, but I won't do it again. I mean, I'll probably do it again. I'll probably forget another time, but I'll try not to do it again while I'm here in Edinburgh. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.